This podcast is brought to you by the Maryland State Library Agency. The MSLA podcast features presenters from statewide youth programs, as well as learning opportunities for library staff and resources for patrons of the Maryland State Library for the blind and print disabled.
The following is a presentation of the Technology User Group at the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. For more information about the Technology User Group, including upcoming sessions or archived recordings from previous sessions, please visit our website, lbpd.maryland.gov. That's L, B as in Bravo, P as in Paul, D as in Delta, .maryland.gov. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Technology User Group podcast. That's right, podcast, because we had some technical difficulties on Saturday and could not come to you live. So we are sending out this as a podcast with many, many apologies. That will never happen again, because we know that in April we're going to have Stephen Scott and Sean Priest from Double Tap. And I know you guys are all anxious to meet with them and talk to them and have a good time, because as you have probably gathered, that if you're going to listen to the Double Tap podcast, you're going to have a good time. But in the meantime, we're very privileged to have with us Tiffany Green from the MAT program and the Department of Disabilities. She's going to be talking about the HABLE, and she had to pre-record her presentation because there's a lot going on in Tiffany's world, and we do thank her so profusely for taking the time to give us the information about the HABLE, to learn what it does, and how you can get one of your very own. So here is Tiffany.
The HABLE can be used with your phone in your pocket and a Bluetooth earpiece in your ear. You can operate your phone without even taking it out of your pocket. Pretty cool. Let's start by describing the HABLE device. This is for the HABLE 1 model or the HABLE Easy model. They look the same. So let's orient us to how the HABLE should be held in two-handed horizontal mode. All buttons should be pointed away from you. And on the top of the device is a slide power switch. When it's slid to the left, is off, and to the right is a spring switch which turns the HABLE on, and you will feel 3 vibrations when it's connected to a device and 2 vibrations when it's not. There's a charging port that should be facing down towards the floor. On the left side of the HABLE, on the same side where the buttons are, is a slightly raised embossed logo. Now for the buttons. And in addition, the back side of the HABLE is flat. The HABLE is rectangular. Now we're going to describe the buttons. First, on the left is a capsule-shaped button. Then there's a vertical row of 3 buttons on the left. Then still moving to the right is another vertical row of 3 circle buttons. And furthest to the right is another capsule button. On the bottom left corner is a hole to insert a lanyard wrist strap. Now that we've described the HABLE, we're going to describe the functions. Also note that the HABLE can be used on a table. If you use the HABLE on a table in two-handed horizontal mode, the power switch will be pointing towards you and the charging port will be pointed away from you. The buttons will be pointing up towards the ceiling. So I refer to this as two-handed horizontal mode because I'm holding the HABLE with my left hand wrapped around the left side and my right hand wrapped around the right side. If this were on a table, it would be oriented the same way, except my hands would not be wrapped around it. Now we're going to start by describing the buttons in two-handed mode. And then we're going to go over the different modes and how to change them. The reason I'm starting this way is because most of the functions that you will find in the manual start out by referring to the two-handed mode. So before we can choose the mode, we first have to choose our phone model. So we're going to enter the Habil menu by pressing buttons 1 through 6, which are the 6 round buttons. And we will hear 4 quick vibrations. And then for Android devices, you would hold button 1 until you feel 3 vibrations and release. Now the Habil 1 is configured to operate for Android devices. To use the Habil 1 for iPhones or iPads, you're going to enter the Habil menu by holding down all 6 round buttons until you feel 4 quick vibrations to enter the Habil menu. And then you're going to hold down button 2 until you feel 2 vibrations. When you feel and hear 2 vibrations, you're going to release the button. Now the device is ready to use for iPhones and iPads. After choosing the device that you're going to use the Habil with, then you have to set the mode, one-handed mode or two-handed mode. When referring to how to configure the Habil device, the two-handed orientation is used. Therefore, we will start with two-handed orientation and describing what these buttons do. Before we do this, I first want to note that the Habil 1 can be used in two-handed mode by using short presses or long presses. The short presses is where you press a button and release. The longer presses occur when you hold the button for 1 second and then release. The long presses are helpful for those whose hands shake due to different motor conditions. It allows more time to be used or buttons to be held down for functions to operate so that something isn't accidentally activated that you don't want activated because your hands shake. For today, we're going to just use the short mode for short button presses. To enter two-handed mode with short button presses, you will have to hold down buttons to activate functions. But after the Habil is configured to the mode that you would like, you no longer have to hold down buttons. So to start, we're going to hold down round buttons 1 through 6, and you will feel 4 vibrations. Then we're going to hold down buttons 2 and 3 to enter two-handed short button press mode. And you will feel 1 vibration. When you feel 1 vibration, then you release buttons 2 and 3. We are now in two-handed mode. Now we're going to discuss the functions of the buttons in two-handed horizontal mode. I say two-handed horizontal mode because the device is oriented such. Two-handed mode is also referred to as two-handed horizontal mode. One-handed mode is referred to as one-handed vertical mode. This refers to the orientation of the device. We're going to first start by describing the buttons. And on the left side, near the logo, is a capsule-shaped button. Then you come to your first row of 3 vertical buttons, buttons 1, 2, and 3. Then, as you move to your right, you come to a second set of 3 round buttons, buttons 4, 5, and 6. And then finally, you reach another capsule-shaped button. We are going to unlock our phone by pressing any button. And the time is announced.
6:59 a.m.
So we are going to discuss what the buttons do. If you're holding the Hable with the power switch up towards the ceiling, in the first row of round buttons, the top button is your enter or select button. I'm going to press the enter or select button and an app will open.
For calendar, an alert. Calendar would like to send you notification.
So I open my calendar app and I haven't used the calendar on this device, so it's telling me that the calendar would like to send me alerts. I'm going to ignore that.
Allow button. February, back button.
So now my calendar is open. Now we're going to move down. The second button activates Siri or Google. So button 2, we're going to press button 2 and we will hear Siri.
Help.
What time is it?
It's 7:01 a.m.
And that's how you activate Siri using the Hable. Now we move down to the last button in the first row, button 3. And button 3 is your home button. We're going to press that.
Weather, Baltimore.
So when I press my home button, the first thing that's on my home screen is the weather app. And it's a widget, so it announces the weather for a location. Now we're going to move right to the second row. And the top button on the second row, which would be button 4, is for play, pause, or answer or hang up. Button 4 mimics the magic tap gesture on the iPhone. We can't demonstrate this button right now because we're not receiving any calls or playing any music. So I'm just telling you what that button does. Button 5, which is under button 4, is your dictation button. This is really helpful for dictating notes. So let's open notes and I'll demonstrate this function. I'm going to press number 2 to use Siri. Open notes.
Notes. Folders. Back button.
And I'm going to
edit. Dim. All on my like. No note. Tool dictate.
Button. Create
new note.
A new note.
Double tap to compose.
So I'm on the new note option. I'm going to press button 1 to select new note.
New note. Keyboard visible.
And it places us in the edit field and it says keyboard visible. So I'm going to press button 5 and I'm just pressing and releasing, which will begin dictation. When I'm finished dictating, I will press button 5 again to end dictation. I am demonstrating the Hable device for the Library for the Blind and Print Disabled presentation.
Inserted, I am demonstrating the cable device for the Library for the Blind and Print this presentation.
Okay, well, Siri kind of messed it up. Button 6, which is the last button in the second vertical row at the bottom, again, if the switch is pointed up towards the ceiling, is your back button. So we're going to back out of this note by pressing button 6.
New folder button.
And it puts
a new folder.
It puts us on the new folder option in the notes. I don't know why. But I'm going to go back to the home screen with button 3.
Dot mail 1593 unready mail.
And for some reason, this device is jumping around, you know, technology. Now we're going to discuss the capsule buttons. The capsule button on the left, closest to the logo, moves us to the previous app or up the screen when you're on the home screen. The capsule button on the right moves you to the next app or down the screen. Or if you're in notes, emails, text messages, or so on, the capsule buttons move you to the previous message on the left and to the next message on the right. We are going to press the right capsule button.
Calendar, Thursday, February 26th.
So there's our calendar app. I'm going to press the right capsule button again.
No events today.
No events. It's showing a widget that is showing no events today. I'm going to continue pressing the right capsule button.
Music. FaceTime. Calendar. Thursday. February. Photos. Camera.
And I'm just moving down the screen by apps. Now I'm going to press the left capsule button to move up the screen.
Photo. Calendar. Thursday. FaceTime. Music. Calendar. No events today. Thursday, February 26th.
So now we're moving up the screen.
Then double tap to activate.
So as you can tell, the Habo is very functional in navigating the iPhone. We're using the iPhone in this demonstration, but it can be used with other devices. So now we're going to discuss how to switch the Habo to one-handed short press mode. The terminology that I'm using is my own terminology, but it's what it essentially means is that I'm using one-handed mode and the button presses will be short presses instead of long presses. So to do this, I'm going to enter the Habo menu again by pressing down all six round buttons. I felt my four vibrations, and to enter the one-handed short press mode, I'm going to hold down buttons 5 and 6. When I feel the one vibration, I release buttons 5 and 6, and now the Habo orientation for the buttons changes because it's in one-handed short button mode. Now I'm going to describe the Habo device again a different way because I'm going to hold it differently in one-handed mode. The round buttons on the Habo are referred to in two-handed mode as buttons 1 through 6. The left capsule button is referred to as button 7, and the right capsule button is referred to as button 8. Now to use the device in one-handed mode, we're going to hold the device vertically in one hand with the power switch to the right, the charging port to the left, the buttons facing us, and the logo is at the bottom upside down. The lanyard wrist strap would be at the upper left corner. Now we're going to discuss the button functions. The round button rows would now be horizontal. And the button numbers also change because we're in one-handed mode. So the button orientation is different. Don't let it confuse you, because it definitely confused me when I first did it. So the top row of horizontal buttons, skipping the capsule button at the top. Button 1 on the right of the top horizontal row of buttons is now our next item or next app button, which will move us forward through the app. So for example, I'm going to press it. The second row of buttons on the right is button 4. Button 4 is the dictation button. We're going to demonstrate this by opening our notes.
Notes. Notes. Folders.
And we're going to press button 1 to go down to new note.
Toolbar. Sir. Dictate. Button. New note. Button.
Okay, we're going
double to double tap to compose a new note.
We're going to press button 2 for enter.
New note. Multi-line text field. Is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
And this
use the rudder to access misspelled words.
And this puts us in an edit field. So I'm going to press button 4, which is dictation. I'm going to state a message, and then I'm going to press button 4 to end dictation. This is a presentation for the Maryland State Library for the Blind.
Inserted, this is a presentation for the Maryland State Library for the Blind.
And there's that note. So what I'm going to do is press button,
done, button
3 to go to the done button, left to the done button, and press button 2 to activate that button.
Done. Multi-line text field is editing. This is a presentation for the Maryland State Library for the Blind. Character mode, insertion point at start. Use the rotor to access misspelled words. Folders, back button. This is a presentation for the Maryland State Library for the Blind. Multi-line text field. Double tap to edit.
Okay, so the text field is closed and it reads our note to us. So now, button 5 is the play, pause, answer, or hang up button. If music is able to be played, that will play or pause the music. If a call comes through, that will answer or hang up the call. So what I'm going to do is make a call, and then we will answer it with the Habl using button 5.
Incoming call, plus 1, 4, 4, 3, 7, 5, 6, 6, 9, 9, 3.
So I just press button 5 to answer the call. I'm going to press button 5 again to hang up the call. And the call is now disconnected. So now button 6 is the Siri or Google button. I'm going to press it and release it. Siri, what time is it?
It's 6:59 a.m.
No.
What time is it?
It's 6:59 a.m.
So Siri just told us what the time was. That covers
notes folder, actions available.
That covers all of the round buttons. Now we're going to move to the capsule buttons. The button at the top of the Habl. Now we're going to move to the capsule buttons. The button at the bottom. Now we're going to move to the capsule buttons. The capsule button closest to us at the bottom is our back button. So I'm going to press the back button and it will take us out of our notes to our main notes list.
New folder button. Double tap to add a new folder.
And it lands on the new folder button. I'm not sure why. Now we're going to move to the capsule button furthest away from us on the opposite end of the Habl. That is our home button. I'm going to press it.
Clock, 7:02 a.m.
And
double tap to open.
It moves us to the first option on the screen, which happens to be the clock. So those are the buttons on the Habl used in one-handed vertical mode. To learn more about the Habl device, visit imhabl.com. That's I, the letter I, am, Habl, H-A, B as in boy, LE.com. Or for support, you can email support@imhabl.com. Now I'm going to tell you about a program if you're a Maryland resident and meet certain qualifications would enable you to obtain an accessible mobile device or an accessory such as the Habl. Telecommunication Access of Maryland, or TAM, is a state agency located within the Maryland Department of Disabilities. Its mission is to keep Marylanders connected by phone. TAM provides assistive services and equipment for Maryland residents who have difficulty using a telephone through two main programs. The first program is Maryland Relay, and the second program is the Maryland Accessible Telecommunications Program, or MAT program. The MAT program provides assistive telecommunications devices to qualified Marylanders. The program offers a variety of devices, including amplified phones, hands-free phones, large button phones, picture phones, captioned telephones, mobile devices, emergency dialers, and more. The equipment is designed to assist individuals with various challenges when using a standard telephone. These groups of individuals include those who have hearing loss, which is deaf, late deafened, severe to profound hearing loss, or hard of hearing, unable to hear speech on a phone without amplification. The next group is those who experience vision loss, low vision, blind, or those who are blind and have a significant loss of field of acuity, those who are legally blind. Also, those who are deafblind, who have severe to profound hearing loss and loss of sight. Those with speech or cognitive difficulty, speaking, unable to speak intelligibly, loudly on a phone, or have cognitive difficulties dialing a series of numbers. Also, those with mobility challenges, limited mobility, little to no ability to grip, lift, hold, dial the phone, or difficulty walking. To qualify for the program, applicants generally must be residents of Maryland, at least 3 years old, certified as having difficulty using a standard telephone, persons who are on a limited income or receiving benefits like Social Security, SSI, SSDI, TCA, TANF, or TDAP. Persons who have phone service if the equipment requires it. How to get the application? Applications are available through a series of methods. Online at www.mat-apply.org. That's mat-apply.org. By mail, by calling 800-552-7724 or voice for TTY 410-767-6960. That's for voice or TTY. And the video phone number is 443-453-5970. Electronic applications can be requested by emailing mat.program1@marylandspelledout.gov. That's mat.program1@marylandspelledout.gov. The completed application must be submitted along with the following documents. The completed application, which again is available online, or you can mail it in. You also need to submit proof of residency, which could include a telephone bill, an internet bill, or a utility bill, a copy of a state-issued identification card, and your verification of income. That has to be submitted as well. The other item that needs to be submitted, another portion of the application, is the disability certification form, which if you submit the application online, this form is automatically sent to the medical professional you designate. If you receive a paper application, it's part of the application that you can give to your medical professional to complete. The disability certification form must be signed by a licensed healthcare provider that attests to the applicant's disability. The disability certification form must be signed by a licensed provider that attests to the applicant's disability. This includes professionals such as social workers, vocational rehabilitation counselors, physical therapist, occupational therapist, audiologist, speech language pathologist, physicians, nurses, etc. The completed application can be submitted online or sent via email to mat.program1@marylandspelledout.gov. The application can also be faxed to 410-767-4276. The application can also be sent by mail, 301 West Preston Street, Suite 1008A, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. After the application has been received, the process is then that an email or letter of approval is sent after all documents have been verified. Then an evaluator contacts the individual, and the evaluation is scheduled remotely or in person. Most assessments do occur remotely. An equipment decision is made. Then the equipment is ordered and received, which can take some time. And follow-up services are provided, such as training on the equipment. The MAP program is a loan program, meaning that the equipment is on loan to the participant for 3 years. The equipment is covered under warranty for this time period. If your needs change, you may, within reason, inquire about different equipment. The devices that are offered include smartphones or other devices, such as iPhones or iPads and Google Pixel that use screen readers and assistants such as VoiceOver and Siri and TalkBack and Google. Talking phones that keep you connected, such as the Blind Shell or the Real Sam, which use voice commands and guides, tactile buttons, and more. We also have basic devices, such as the Mini Vision 2 phone. Bluetooth assistive accessories are helpful tools that allow you to make your current smartphone more accessible, such as the Hable 1, which is what we discussed today, and Braille displays. Other accessories such as stand, the square glow, and other accessories are also available. Other services that are provided through TAM are communication facilitator services. This service is available to the deaf, blind, and deaf community. Facilitators use tactile and pro-tactile communicators. Services are provided both at home and in the community. To contact the MAP program, the manager is Kevin Steffi, and he can be reached by video relay service at 410-246-4418 or text 443-852-6717. He can be emailed at kevin.steffy, S-T-E-F-F-Y, at marylandspelledout.gov. They can be emailed at kevin.steffy, S-T-E-F-F-Y, at marylandspelledout.gov. Kevin.steffy at maryland.gov. Hi, Tiffany Green can be contacted by calling 443-756-6993 or Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y dot Green, G-R-E-E-N, the number 1, at marylandspelledout.gov. Tiffany.green, the number 1, at maryland.gov. Thank you.
A vision bright, 18 years, a milestone so grand, a group united by a noble stand. The technology user group shines its light, guiding patrons through the digital night, enabling voices once unheard, with tools and knowledge in every word. A sanctuary for visually impaired souls, breaking barriers, achieving goals. In libraries where wisdom lives, the group educates, shares, and gives. From Braille to screen readers and tech so smart, an inclusive world they help impart. Through dedication and boundless care, they built a legacy strong and rare. Empathy woven in each thread, turning challenges into hope instead. From one device to newfound skill, a journey of empowerment they fulfill. Dreams ignited, horizons wide, through every year they help us strive. 18 years of lessons learned, a brighter future firmly earned. Celebrating patrons, the heart of it all, for in their growth the group stands tall. Through dedication and boundless care, they've built a legacy strong and rare. Empathy woven in each thread, turning challenges into hope instead. Here's to the advocates, wise and kind, nurturing brilliance in hearts and minds. Technology paving roads anew, the group's journey continues through.
This has been a presentation of the Maryland State Library Agency. For links to additional resources provided by today's presenter, please visit the show notes. For more information on MSLA or the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, visit marylandlibraries.org.